Well, good morning, everybody. The story of Martha and Mary always makes me think about this monk at St. Meinrad, who is one of the most easygoing and kind of, he just kind of hovers around. And he always says, "You compulsive people make the world so difficult." And then I would say, "Without us, what would get done?" And I think that, like, I often find myself rooting for Martha in the gospel that we just heard, because she was the one doing the stuff. But listen to what Fulton Sheen says. I came across this quote a few weeks ago, and it's home. "Being a Christian does not consist in just being kind to the poor, going to church, singing hymns, doing holy hours, praying rosaries, teaching the gospel, or serving on parish committees. Though it includes all of these things, it is first and foremost a love relationship with Jesus Christ." And I think that's maybe the takeaway from this gospel that we hear with Mary and Martha, and what Jesus has to say about it all, is maybe Martha got a little bit into trouble because she was so anxious and worried about all the different things that she had to do. And perhaps she lost focus about what it was all about, which is what Mary did understand, which was this relationship with Jesus Christ. And we have a God who wants this intimate relationship with each and every one of us. It's the genius of our adoration chapel, is that we go in front to face to face with Jesus, and we have this relationship that we're right there. And it's the genius of the sacraments. No wonder that Jesus should have invented them, is that they're personal encounters with the living God. Jesus wants that relationship. God the Father wants that relationship. The Holy Spirit wants that relationship. And sometimes we're just so busy, even doing good things, that we forget about that relationship. Our first reading, Abraham, he invites, is a story of how he invites these three strangers and shows hospitality to them. And it's a foreshadowing of the Most Holy Trinity. And that's the thing, like, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit all want in. They all want this intimate relationship. But sometimes our list of things that we're doing and we're so worried about doing, our calendars are full, our agendas are endless, our to-do lists are overflowing, and all this stuff. And maybe it's even good stuff. Awesome. Martha's was excellent stuff. She was taking care of the Lord. But, like, sometimes we need to take a step back, take a deep breath, and make sure that we're focused on that which is most important. And being with our God, and being with family, and being. That's maybe takeaway number one. Let me read you Fulton Sheen one more time. "Being a Christian does not consist in just being kind to the poor, going to church, singing hymns, doing holy hours, praying rosaries, teaching the gospel, or serving on parish committees, though it includes all of these. It is first and foremost a love relationship with Jesus Christ." And that must be front and center with us, is that relationship. The second point that I was thinking about was, Mary spends time with Jesus and listens to him and listens to what he wants. Martha just assumes what he wants. Now, by the way, I don't mean to be bad-mouthing Martha. I happen to love Martha very much. She is a saint. Her feast day is July 29th, so it's right around the corner. And we shouldn't think poorly of her. She had a very strong faith. She had a great strong desire to serve the Lord, right? But, like, Jesus has something to say here. And he's saying that Mary sits and listens. What do you want, Jesus? You want me to just sit here with you and pass time with you and just be with you? Martha kind of assumes all of these lists of things that Jesus wants. Sometimes that can be the case with us in our own relationships with each other. A brother priest of mine tells the story, Father Michael Schmitz, he tells the story of how one day it was his mother's birthday coming up, and he and his siblings were trying to figure out, what should we get mother for her birthday? We want to treat her very nicely. And so they asked her, what do you want, Mom? And she says, I just want a day with you guys. When you're not glued to your televisions, when you're not glued to your other friends and all that, I just want a day with you. And they thought, eh, we better get her something, you know. And so they go out and they save up their monies and they buy this nice bracelet and they give it to her. And I mean, it's nice, right? But that's not what she asked for. We got to spend time with Jesus saying, what do you want? And then we give it. A little example I was thinking of the other day because of our first reading talks about the bread and the flour and the kneading that is involved there. And I was thinking when I was a young priest at Our Lady of the Greenwood, there's 400 kids that go to that school. And I had this idea that I was going to make them all gingerbread men. I wanted to make a gingerbread man cookie for each one of them. I got this idea on Thursday night. And Friday was the last day of school before Christmas break. So I thought, how hard could it be, you know? Mom makes cookies all the time. So I go and to the store and I multiply my recipe by however many. I'm like, wow, that's a lot of stuff. But it should be fine. So then I took it all home and I'm trying to make all this dough. And then the recipe card says that I'm supposed to knead something. And I don't know what that means. So I'm like, well, surely that part isn't too important, you know. And I keep on going, and I finally gave up about 2 o'clock in the morning or something, and I have these big balls of dough that wouldn't even fit in the fridge. So I stuck them in the trunk of my car and parked it outside. And so it didn't work out so good. But I was thinking, like, all the kids ever asked of me was that I play recess with them. They didn't ask me to kill myself making gingerbread men for them. What is the most important? We need to spend time thinking, what do the people I love in my life want from me? What, most importantly, does God want from me? And then we give it, just like Mary is the example in our gospel. We don't just assume, oh, I ought to do this, 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 this. You know, it's kind of like the man who is so in love with his wife and wants to treat her like a queen and does all this stuff to save up money and all these. All she wants is time with him. She doesn't necessarily need all this other stuff. And so maybe that's a good message for us today, that we are to be like Mary. Mary has chosen the better part. We are to have an intimate relationship with Jesus. That doesn't mean we don't do anything. If nobody did anything, nothing would ever get done, and we'd be at a standstill, and nobody wants that. But we can't lose focus. We got to keep that relationship ever in mind. That's what it's all about. That has to be what everything centers around. Otherwise, we lose focus. We get lost so easily. So that's the message. It's an intimate relationship with Jesus that does not preclude work, but that is this the center of everything. And then we ask Jesus, what do you want from me? And we deny him nothing. We must resolve to deny Jesus nothing of what he asks of us. And I'm in that part too, but we all are, where that's a little too much for me, Jesus. No thanks. I'm too full right now. I'm too busy, whatever. We come up with these excuses very often, don't we? But your homework is to pass some time like Mary. Maybe you'll do it in our Adoration Chapel, a perfect spot to do it, huh? And you say, Jesus, what do you want? And you listen, and you deny him nothing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.